Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we set, Tony? Are we live on the interwebs? Okay. This meeting is being called to order. Welcome to the meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. I'm the vice chair of this committee, but today I'm standing in for my colleague Veronica Herrero, who is the chair of the committee. Ms. Hannon, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athes. Trustee Dennis Burcima.
Here.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero. Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Good morning, Vice Chair Butler. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved, Gales.
Is there a second?
Second, Wasowitz.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? The motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of August 22nd, 2024?
So made, Strom.
Second, O'Brien.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? The motion carries. I would like to welcome everyone here today to our November meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. As we near the end of the academic semester, I want to thank all the faculty and staff who have worked so hard to support our students this fall. I want to wish our students the best as they finish up projects and papers and begin to prepare for final exams. Today we have one action item and one information item. We will consider approval of a faculty tenure and promotion request for Dr. Matthew Deitch as associate professor with tenure in the Department of Earth, Atmosphere, and Environment. Our second item is the annual report on programs that were reviewed last academic year. Last year, NIU conducted reviews of 26 academic programs, 3 centers, and 12 programs were granted an extension to 2024 and 2025. Periodic review supports the quality of NIU's educational programs. This report is also forwarded to the IBHE. Before we go into the agenda, I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Ben Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, and Tom Skazinski. Do any of you have any comments for the committee at this time?
No comment.
Thank you. Mr. Perry, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
We've not received any public comment this morning.
Thank you. I would like to invite Executive Vice President and Provost Lori Elish Piper to present the university recommendation.
Thank you, Vice Chair Butler. I also want to extend the same congratulations and good wishes to our students, faculty, and staff as they wind down the semester and get ready to head into final exams. I know at this time of the semester I'm always looking forward to various events. Specifically, I'm looking forward to our Thanksgiving dinner that's upcoming for international students, all of the end of semester performances and theater and dance and music, and of course commencement, which will take place, those ceremonies, in just a little bit over a month. It's definitely an exciting and busy time of year. We do have one item for approval, item 7A. It concerns a recommendation for promotion and tenure effective 2024-25. Dr. Matthew Deitch is joining NIU as the director of the Northern Illinois Center for Community Sustainability with a promotion to the rank of associate professor with tenure in the Department of Earth, Atmosphere, and Environment in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at today's special meeting on November 7th, 2024.
Thank you very much. May I have a motion to approve item 7A, the recommendation for faculty tenure and promotion effective 2024-2025?
So moved, Wazowitz.
Second, Barsema.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Can I, if I remember correctly, is Professor Deitch also the executive director for NICS as well?
Yes.
Awesome, great. I read the map. Well, that's great. We welcome them to NIU. It's great to see progress on that front.
Any other comments, questions? I would at this time like to remind our trustee colleague Aidan O'Brien that as a student trustee you're unable to vote on matters regarding tenure, but you can vote to abstain, or you can abstain. Vote abstain, you can abstain. Yes, it's never ends. There's always something I don't realize until I have to. Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call vote for this motion?
Trustee Rita Athes? Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero? Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
I abstain.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Aye.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz?
Yes.
We move now to university reports. I would like to ask again Executive Vice President and Provost Lori Anders-Piper to present the university report.
Item 8A is the annual report on oversight of academic programs. This report is also forwarded to the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and it's part of our accreditation process with the Higher Learning Commission. Program review is a lengthy and rigorous process. It begins with a self-study and gathering of data about program effectiveness. These documents are reviewed at the department or school level, at the college level, and then reported to me and my office. I then forward them to the University Shared Governance Committee, the Academic Planning Council, for their review. In academic year 2023-24, we had 26 programs that were reviewed, 3 centers that were reviewed, and 12 programs were granted an extension to 2024-2025.
Okay, this is an information item, so really we're only discussing the item. These routinely come before us, and is there any discussion or questions about this item? I have some things to say, but I'll first look to my colleagues.
No, but I would like to point out that our colleague has stepped in and we can put her on the record.
Yes, yes. Can the record reflect that Trustee Athes has arrived? Welcome. Other questions or comments about this item? So I, Provost Ellis-Piper, I've reviewed these overviews many times over the years as a trustee, and I would often read the longer detailed reports. I know that the committee receives them as well. It's quite a lot to read, but it is, you know, part of the job. Motivated mostly for me by a desire to learn more about the programs. But I'm a little curious about the timeline. Mm-hmm. These reviews occur either every 8 years or on a schedule that's consistent with their disciplinary or college accreditation, which might be 5 to 10 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So I certainly want to preface this point by saying that I understand the faculty have stewardship over the curriculum and departments scheduled for review, prepare the self-study documents, and I appreciate that these reviews are being performed to comply with the IBHE process. I wouldn't want to imply that we want that detailed reviews to happen more often necessarily, or that this committee should be more involved in the actual program evaluations. But 8 years strikes me as a long time for us to learn about how our academic programs are performing in terms of factors like student demand, student success, post-graduation outcomes. And presented to us this way, we only see fragments of the total programs that exist within the institution. I'm assuming that your division, the Academic Planning Council, or other units collect program matrix more regularly as you're considering the needs of society and our region, as well as the interests and goals of our students. Would it be terribly burdensome, I guess, to package that data more regularly for this committee, for the campus, so that we might be able to follow a little more closely some of the thinking that's occurring about programs?
I do think that is doable. We collect those data. We report those data through annual assessment reports. Many of our accrediting groups, our licensure groups, require annual or biannual updates, and so we do collect those data and report them in different ways.
And so would you consider sharing that as an information item at sort of a high-level collection of program data each year, maybe timed in some way with the goal formation process and the evaluation? Is that conceivable?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Colleagues on the committee, the board's tried to be diligent in its tracking of curricular innovation and student success as part of the goal setting and evaluation work we do. And we've learned more about the specific programs from time to time. Whatever you and the faculty leadership ultimately decide would be useful to help us understand what metrics are tracked, what's most relevant to the different types of programs, I think would be helpful to us.
Yes, I think we can definitely do that. As you mentioned, we'd want to work with shared governance and have faculty input into selecting that final set of metrics that we could provide, making sure that they're metrics that we have access to across programs. And I think the idea of linking it to a university goal would be very helpful so that we understand the timeline and we can, you know, make sure that we're prepared and that we can deliver that summary report.
So,
I would second Vice Chair Butler's ask in terms of the trustees being able to see this on a regular annual basis. I found it very informative and helpful and useful, so that's great. And I would suggest, I think it's a great idea to include these in the goals of the university beginning with 2025. Which we are in the process right now of developing. So this is a great time to begin.
Yeah, because anything new like that, I mean, I know that this exists, mm-hmm. but anything new in terms of packaging that information for more regular reporting would take time. Mm-hmm. And so I could see that becoming part of the goals. Are there any other comments about this item?
No, but I would join sentiment.
Mm-hmm. I as well.
Great, thank you. All right. So, in keeping with my image as the most the most efficient chair of any committee, are there other matters to come before the committee? Yes, absolutely. You're going to sabotage my reputation. Any other matters? Okay, the next meeting date of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee will be February 20th, 2025. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Strom.
There's a motion and a second. Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athes?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero, Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wazowicz?
Yes.
Okay, that means we are adjourned, and this concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. I believe we're moving immediately.
No, we're not. We actually did talk about having a 15-minute meeting, but I was convinced to make it 30 minutes, so you have 14 minutes before Rilla can begin.
Yes, so the rule is we really can't vote on something that's posted publicly, but we could start it, but
I'll let the board parliamentarian roll on that.
I would enjoy the 14 minutes and start with the post-it notice.
Okay. Well, now we have 13 minutes, and okay, thank you very much. We'll convene the RILA meeting at 9 a.m.